Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, brethren. Thank you for tuning in to the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Broadcast. My name is Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr., and it's a blessing to be with you at this early morning hour, 2:30 a.m. in the city of New Haven, Connecticut, on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to ask you to turn to 1 Kings chapter 19, and I'm going to be in the King James Version. And while you're going to 1 Kings chapter 19, I'd like to say a brief prayer while you're turning there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking you to forgive us for our sins. Thank you for gathering us together this morning at this time. Thank you for all of those that you have handpicked, Lord, by the purpose of your pleasure, by your will. Lord, we're not trying to be deep this morning. We just need to come before you. We need to talk to you. We need you to listen. We need you to talk to us. And we need you to bless us to listen. There's things ahead of us that we know nothing about. There's blessings that you have already released that we know nothing about. There's blessings that you're getting ready to release that we know nothing about. There's trials coming up that we know nothing about. Some of us have been called into the arena and the courtroom of God, and we don't even know it. So, Lord, we need to get prayed up right now. We like to pray for those that are sickly. We like to pray for those that are struggling in their health. We like to pray for those family members, Lord, that we're trying to reach and trying to locate. We're trying to sit before you so that we can hear you tell us what to do because we need direction. Please lead me in this prayer, Father. We ask, Father, that you hear our prayer as we pray for our loved ones. Some of us have legitimate prayer requests because you say you are sending us a mate. We've been noticing people that you say to notice, and we've been praying about people that you say to pray for. Some of them have also heard you and have capitulated and are on the same page. Some have not heard you, but are going their way when you're trying to bless them on the right side. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you just open up the windows of heaven and just respond to this petition, this prayer, this beseeching this morning as we come boldly before the throne of grace. I ask that you make me usable and use me, fill me with the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Give us all a spiritual understanding of your word. Help us to hear you, to receive what you say, and to move forward in it. We love you, and we ask that you help us to show you that. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I'd like to say again, brethren, that this is really going to be a very powerful show this morning. And, you know, most of you that are familiar with this ministry, you know that when the Lord uses me to minister, especially to come by radio, a lot of times it is sudden, and a lot of times there's no lesson written down because the scripture contains the information already, and then the Lord just uses me as a vessel with the teaching anointing that he's placed on my life to come forward and just feed my brethren, and at the same time, the Lord be feeding me. I ask that you hold me up in prayer, that you pray for the ministry, pray for the mission, pray for everything that God has called this ministry to do, and pray for me that I stay bold before the Lord and that I stay correct before him. Because as some of you know, especially those of you in ministry, when you're trying to walk right, that's when the devil tries to attack you the most. Now, some people don't want to mention his name because they claim that they give him power. But the truth of the matter is they really, really don't. 1 Kings chapter 19. I'm going to be also in the Living Bible. So again, for those of you that are just tuning in, it's 1 Kings chapter 19. And while you're finding that, as is the custom, allow God to use me to read to you the description of this lesson. Elijah, the prophet of fire. Elijah that wrote the Quran. No, not him. But Elijah the Tishbite, found in 1 Kings chapter 18. The prophet of fire. He was a prayer warrior that God used to do great exploits. He feared no one but God. When you read about him, you'll learn so very much about obedience and courage and power and strength. You'll never know about the power of God until you see God move on your behalf. God doesn't use cowards. He doesn't give assignments to liars. He will not place you in a battle that he knows you'll run from. God is victorious in so much that he even said that his word doesn't go forth from his mouth and return unto him void. That means that his word doesn't return to heaven empty. Before his word gave up the ghost, he said, "It is finished." Let's notice that God allowed Elijah the prophet to see that when God passed by the mountain, a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, small voice. God didn't want Elijah to be impressed by theatrics, nor did he want Elijah to be impressed with signs. So when God spoke, he spoke in a still, small voice. The only one that hollers to get your attention is Satan. Sometimes we can't hear God because we are talking while God is whispering. The blessing was that Elijah knew to be still during the time of trial. Just because Satan is on your tracks doesn't mean that you have to run. Don't run from the trial, but run to it like David did to Goliath, and God will be with you. Remember, a prayer warrior will get a breakthrough because they don't quit until they reach God. Grab your Bibles and let's begin our journey of study concerning God's truth. This is part two of the teaching series, God's Mighty Spiritual Avengers. And let's go to 1 Kings chapter 19. And the Lord did tell me to read out of the Living Bible. When Ahab told Queen Jezebel what Elijah had done and that he had slaughtered the prophets of Baal, she sent this message to Elijah. "You killed my prophets, and now I swear by the gods that I am going to kill you by this time tomorrow night." So Elijah fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a city of Judah, and left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day, and sat down under a broom bush and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough," he told the Lord. "Take away my life. I've got to die sometime, and it might as well be now." Then he lay down and slept beneath the broom bush. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him to get up and eat. He looked around and saw some bread baking on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, "Get up and eat some more, for there's a long journey ahead of you." So he got up and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God, where he lived in a cave. But the Lord said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have worked very hard for the Lord God of the heavens, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you and torn down your altars and killed your prophets, and only I am left. And now they are trying to kill me too. Go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. The King James says, a still small voice. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his scarf and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, why are you here, Elijah? Father, the word is already anointed. We ask that you minister to us briefly and then lead us in prayer. We ask that you bring to pass what you use us to pray about, because each one of us that you have strategically handpicked to listen to this broadcast, whether by CD in their car or whether by the internet radio, those of us that you have strategically handpicked have a reason to pray. And you said to us, why are you here? As it says in the King James, you said, what doest thou here? And for those of us that don't understand any of that, you said, what's wrong? What's the matter? Talk to me. Now, Lord, allow me to decrease that you may increase, and bless us to do just that. Oh, glory. Allow us to tell you what's wrong. Tell us how to pray. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray. Amen. If you're not careful, you will fall for those ministries where people do signs and tricks and feats and magic and spiritual hocus pocus and trying to get Academy Awards for the way that they pretend to be sent by God or anointed. And one of the ways that you can tell those type of ministries is that there's so much worship going on concerning the leader, but there's no report of divine breakthroughs from the prayers that are being offered up. A lot of people that you see on TV that are at those conventions that say, I was sick until I came to this ministry, and now the cane is thrown away and I can walk. A lot of them are really plants. They've been put there to try to lure other people to turn their attention there, so that the goal is to get your money, to get your support, to get your finances. And if a person is basing the anointing of the ministry on what they see in the form of a sign or two, then they'll give up their life savings because they think God is there. God is so awesome that when he wrote this Bible, he made sure that he wrote it that as we read it, we begin to visualize what the Holy Ghost has written in his bestseller. I like the way in verse 11 of chapter 19 of 1 Kings it says in the King James Version, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. So here's the prophet standing before God. And then it says, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. If you have a King James Version, that word but is italicized. But not only is that word italicized, but so are some words after that. But the Lord was not in the wind. God allowed Elijah to see this great wind, this strong wind. Can you imagine the brother standing there looking from left to right as God passed by and then experiencing this strong wind? But God was not in it. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it, what, the voice, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. Now, remember, Jezebel had already swore by her gods that she was going to kill this brother. So he had a very serious hit on his life. Some of us are going through trials right now and in some days to come where the enemy is going to be threatening us. He's going to threaten our very existence. He's going to be threatening our very resources. He's going to be threatening our very visions, our very prayer requests. He's going to be threatening the structure and the stability of our homes, of our families, of our marriages, even of the lives of our children. There's some people who have relatives that are in the hospital right now, and you're praying for them, and the doctor has already prophesied doom and gloom. I said prophesied because that's what it is. God has called you to prayer. You went and you laid down because it was just too much to take. And then the Holy Ghost woke you up, and then you were a little hungry. So you ate something and you drank something, and then you laid back down because you didn't know what to do concerning your trial, whatever it is. And then what happened? The Lord woke you up again, and he told you, come on and eat, and you ate some more, and you didn't. And after that, you lost your appetite, and then you went through this trial. Because when your spirit man reaches God and you experience an encounter with God, it is too much for the flesh. The flesh cannot handle a divine encounter with God. The Lord is saying to you, what's wrong? The enemy has threatened you. Your job has threatened you. Your loved one has threatened you. A family member has threatened you. An enemy has threatened you. Somebody that God told you to let out of your life a long time ago has threatened you. The ministry that God told you to leave, that you wanted to stay there and just be there because you didn't know where else to go, has threatened you. What's wrong? I'd like to ask you to personalize this situation, and whatever is wrong, tell God now. As the Lord leads me in this prayer, I'd like to ask y'all to come under this umbrella and let's have a brief prayer, because we need to tell God what's wrong. This is not a time for deepness. This is a time for boldness, to come boldly to the throne of grace. For those of y'all that say, I'm straight, I don't need prayer, well, you can click off, or you can go somewhere else, or you can just walk away. But for those of us who realize that apart from him, we can do nothing, and who are fighting every minute, every day, every hour, every week, every month for our blessings, some have been fighting for a year for their blessing, we need to pray. Let's stand and let's wrap our face in our mantle, in our cloak, in our cape, in our blanket. And let's go out and stand in the entering in of the cave symbolically. Let's stand before the presence of the Lord and hear him as he say, what's wrong? Now let's answer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you. Lord, we ask that you lead us in this prayer. Father, we just ask that you tell us what to tell you that's wrong, because we don't know what we ought to pray. But we're asking you to pray for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. We ask, oh Father, that you lead us in this prayer and tell us what to say to you, because we need to have a colloquy with you. We need to talk to you. Lord, I'll be honest with you. Some of us, as you're telling me to say, some of us men have been praying for wives, and we have been noticing the ones that you say to notice, and some of the women have not been what they claimed that they were. And then when you allow us to see that, and as you allow us to get closer to them, and then you allow us to first see the good, then you allow us to see the bad, then you allow us to see the ugly, then what happens is those women, they show their true colors. And some of them have tried to scandalize our name. Some of them have tried to come in the ministry and tear it up. Some women have been praying for men of God, and you told them, pay attention to that young man right there, that man of God, the one that say he a man of God, and they have. And what happened is, as they allowed this man closer in their life, he turned out to be no good. He was an abuser. He was a liar. He was a spiker. He was a cheater. He was a whoremonger. And the poor sister now is standing at the entrance of the cave with her prayer shawl on, and she's standing before you, hearing you say, daughter, what's wrong? There's some people, again, that are going through some kind of physical sicknesses, oh God. And yesterday and last week they were okay, but right now they're going through some things and they don't know what to do. The doctor was telling them, there's nothing I can do for you. Other people around them are giving them proper lies and saying to them that, well, you might as well get used to it, because this is what you're going to have to deal with. And Lord, they have put on their clothes, their blanket. They have put on their scarf and their prayer shawl, and they have come before you, and you said, what's wrong? Father, hear their prayer. Please hear their prayer. Every last person that's praying right now, hear their prayer. Oh, Yadaboshika. Hear their prayer, Father. Every last person that is standing before you right now under this umbrella, we love the fact that you're so much, so omnipotent that you are able to hear every last one of us, even as we're praying at the very same time. Because you, and you alone are God. Heal the hurts. Some people can't even receive the love that you're trying to give them through the mate that you put in their life, because there's so much hurt. There's so much abuse. There's layers of abuse, layers of neglect, layers of sexual molestation, layers of being raped spiritually, layers of being ridiculed and scandalized. And Lord, please, Father, pull back the cover. Pull back the layers, layer after layer. And each time that you pull back a layer, rub them with your mighty hand to anoint them and smear your anointing on them. Make them whole. Oh, God, there's some that have been diagnosed as schizophrenic, but you know they're not. They're just under demonic attack. The doctors just want to make some money. The psychiatrists just want to make some money. Some people just want to throw them on medication. But, Lord, step in right now and stop that madness. And I'm asking you in Jesus' name to heal them. Let the voice that they hear be yours, that still, small voice. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. As you use us intercessors to intercede for others, Lord, we ask that you have mercy on these poor children in this generation.
they are being raised up at a time where it appears to them that it's normal for two women to be intimate with each other, for two men to be intimate with each other. But they are watching this right now. They're at the bus stops and watching two women standing there kissing as though they're a male and a female. People with this spirit, the devil has sent his children, placed them right in public jobs. They're popping up everywhere. Every since Satan inspired the government to legalize same-sex marriage, everybody, a lot of people have been popping up claiming to be gay. Some people that have talked against that spirit at one time are now capitulating to it and giving in to it, God. Lord, it's time to chase that spirit back in the closet. It's time, oh Lord, to embarrass the devil and all those that are gloating because they're following him, calling on you. Parents are taking their children out of schools because it's not even safe for children to go to schools now. Some of them schools are now telling the children you can pick your own gender or go in any bathroom you want to. And then some children being molested daily. Some not even making the news. Father, expose the devil. Please help these children. If you got to remove these children out of homes, then do that, Lord. Save them. Don't let the devil be able to take them, Lord. Please. Please, Father, don't let these children grow up believing in a lie. Lord, come on, Jesus. Protect the children, Lord. Protect the children. Protect the children, Lord. Please, Lord, let there be a mighty wind. And though you're not in it, let your judgment be in it. Though there is a mighty earthquake, and you're not in it, let your judgment be in it. Though you're not in that fire, that glory, allow your judgment to be in it. Please set everything straight. Please fix everything. Everyone that is under the sound of my voice, everyone that is under this umbrella of prayer, whatever tell you is wrong, please fix it, Father. Satan, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we bind you. We plead the blood of Jesus against you. You have no jurisdiction over the lives of the Christians in the earth realm. As you are bound in heaven, we bind you in the earth realm. We plead the blood of Jesus against you and against your whole plan and against everything you're saying and doing. We loose ourselves from your grip, and we loose our children and our families and every prayer request that we have. We loose from your grip, and we claim the victory in Jesus' name, and we command you to go back to the pit of hell from where you came. Every demon that works for you, it don't matter what that demon's name is, every demon that is employed by hell and carrying out hellish agendas, we cast you out of our life and our affairs. We cast you out of our schools. We cast you out of our marriages. We cast you off of our jobs. We cast you out of and away from everything that God has given us. And we plead the blood of Jesus against you. We loose our stuff from you, and we plead the blood over it, and we command you to go back to the pit of hell from where you came. Father, we ask that you dispense holy elect angels to come into the earth realm and to take up residence in the areas that we just kicked the devil and his demons out of. We ask that you dispense an angel with peace in his wings to come into our homes and bring peace. We ask, oh Lord, that you dispense an angel with healing in his wings to come into the lives of those, all of us that are asking you for healing, that they may bring the gift of healing with them. Oh, Jesus. us. We ask, oh Lord, that you send an angel with the spirit of worship in his wings, that he might drop it off in our life, that we may worship you, that we may glorify you, that we may thank you constantly, oh God, that we might remember everything that you're doing for us. We ask that you send the appropriate angels into the earth realm, into our homes, into our lives, into our marriages, into our vision, our mission, and to even give us some ambition so that we can carry out what you have called us to do. The work that you have us to do that's coming up, empower us and anoint us now. The fight we're going to have to fight to win. We ask that you anoint us and give us the strength and your strategy now. The wisdom of yours that we need in order to understand what's going on and to be able to discern it and judge it spiritually. We ask that you anoint us to do it now. Lord, those that are not meant for us to marry, please, remove them from our lives, at least in the realm of romanticism. Please remove them out of our lives. Those, oh Lord, that you would not give us to, we ask that you allow us not to notice them in such a way that we would fall for any trickery. Our mates, bring them forth. Those of us men of God in the ministry that are praying for wives, bring our wives forth because we need them. We need them that we might not fall for any other woman, but fall for the wife that you have for us. We need you to move, Holy Ghost. The sisters that are praying for husbands, bring the men of God into their lives. Bring them to the forefront so that bless the women of God to see them and know that that is their husband, oh God. So that way, they fall for nobody else. Block the door with the blessing, please, so that those that are not the blessing will move out the way. Father, there's many different prayers going on right now by many different people. Some are so caught up in worship right now while they're under this umbrella that they don't even hear my voice now that you have given me in what you're using me to say. And I thank you for that. I thank you that they're not paying attention to the signs, but that they are paying attention to you and that they've heard you say what's wrong. So we ask that you allow the prayer to go on even after the broadcast ends and show us your power, your glory by the breakthrough. Thank you for allowing us to get the breakthrough. Thank you for allowing this prayer to reach heaven. The ground has been broken. The soil has been tilled. The seed has been planted. And it's even being watered. Now, Father, you give the increase. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. You can call the ministry at 203-745-8162, 24 hours if you need prayer, if you have a Bible question, or if you just want to vent, or if you want to talk. It doesn't matter what time you call, 24 hours. The Lord knows that the devil, his privileged time, is from 9 p.m. till about 12 noon the next day. So if you need to call any time during that time, then call. And the Lord will have me here to talk with you. This ministry is here for you. If you look at the description of this lesson on my Facebook wall, you will see the link on which you can share your prayer requests at. People have been sharing prayer requests, and I ask that you keep on doing it. Don't stop, because as you click on that link for the website and send your prayer request, then the Lord is using me to pray daily for you. Daily. Some of you have already gotten breakthroughs. And some are struggling right now. You wonder why. It's because the prayer is working. So don't stop. Look on my wall. Look on the advertisement for this lesson. And go scroll down and you'll see where it says many have asked. Or actually it says about prayer requests. Please dial this number or leave your prayer request here, and then it has the link to the Anointed Prophetic Prayer Corner that's on the ministry's website. Also, there's a link that says many have asked how to share a one-time donation. Any amount would be a blessing. They have. There's people that's asking, how do I donate to the ministry? The link is right there. Just click on it. Whatever the Lord uses you to share, that's between you and God. Don't close your hand. Open it. Let the Lord use you to be a blessing. Let the Lord use you to sow that he may water and give the increase. And a blessing is two-sided. Don't think God is not going to reward you, because he is. You're not buying no blessing. No, you're not buying no blessing. God bless you. I love you. I love you so much. And I love the opportunity that God gives this ministry to be there for his people. The thought that God gave me for this lesson was called, Sometimes You Just Got to Pray. The text was 1 Kings 19, verses 1 through 13, and the title was, A Prayer Warrior Will Get a Breakthrough, because they don't quit until they reach God. God bless you, saints. 203-745-8162. And you can call right after this broadcast ends. I love you in Jesus' name. God bless you. And the broadcast ends now. In Jesus' name, amen.